You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
Food feature.
Oh my. Right, we're talking food at the moment, and we've got Lungile Makiza, who is a chef at Capsicum Culinary Studio. So the 26th of March was celebrated as Spinach Day. And so what Capsicum Culinary Studios did is that they invited chefs from their 6 campuses across the country to share their favorite spinach recipes. So we're looking at some of the great ways you can cook spinach, some great ways to excite this very healthy and It is such a much loved ingredient in many homes. So what else can you do with it apart from how you cook it now? But share your recipes nonetheless. How do you like your spinach? Lungile, thank you so much for joining us. And you'll be doing the work of sharing the recipes of your colleagues. Good afternoon.
Hello, Azza. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you. So we're talking spinach, and, you know, we have so many different varieties in this family, but this is all about spinach, even though in the stores sometimes you'll find Swiss chard. South Africans have grown up with morojo, which is part of that amaranth family. So it's a green that is loved. Now we've got the popular kale, but nothing can quite replace spinach.
Nothing can quite replace spinach, Azza. And I mean, it's one of the most, one of the ones that we get at the shops most, more than all the other ones, you know? And what's nice about it is so quick to cook. It's one of the easiest things to cook and one of the most tastiest if you get it right.
I was going to say, Lungile, it's like, it's not automatic that it will come out okay. We've had some ruined spinach before, if you do it right.
That's true. It's true. If you do it right. But one of the things that people confuse is that you shouldn't overcook spinach. It's got such great nutritional value that people overcook it and then they lose all of it in either the water that they add in or the other added ingredients that they add in. And it's such a simple thing to cook, you know? Mm-hmm. And the less you add to it, the more good it is for you and the more you're going to get in terms of nutritional value. So, yeah.
Wonderful. So that's what we need to be mindful of. So I was describing earlier for how that there was a phase when South Africans loved creamed spinach, and then you'd have creamed spinach with some mushroom, and then it's in the sauce, the white sauce or the soupy sauce, you know, the packet soup sauces.
Yes, yes.
And it would literally be overcooked as well.
Yes, then they keep it in the stove for such a long time, and really, you didn't even do that. I mean, the amount of fiber that you get from the spinach, the amount of vitamins that you get from spinach, you're wasting all of that by just overcooking it and adding all the other things that you shouldn't be adding to it. Like my colleagues did in their recipes, there's so much you can do with spinach with so little time.
Absolutely. So let's just start with basics. Like, if we're going to have it on its own, as you said, we shouldn't drown it in water or overcook it, but just the quick steps to doing a really simple side of spinach.
So a simple side of spinach would obviously be a salad, but what I usually do, especially if you're introducing it to kids, add it to things like, you know how we eat pap kon kung, how we eat pasta at home. Have those little baby spinaches that you can just add right at the end of you cooking pasta. You don't need to cook it. You don't need to do anything to it. Just literally throw it into either your pap or your polenta or your cooked pasta, prepared with everything, prepared with your chickens, with your onions and everything else. Throw it right at the end. That way you get to have everything from the spinach, from the water to the carbs, to the protein, the sugars, everything, the fibers. Everything is already in there. And what's nice about it is that you're not losing anything. You've already added everything to it. You're just adding it right at the end.
Right. Okay. So let's start with Chef Sam Theron from the Boksburg campus. And I see Sam put forward spinach and potato fritters. I looked at these pictures and they're just days, especially for a lunch meal, where a fritter is a great idea.
Fritter is a beautiful idea. I mean, who doesn't like fritters? You know, and what's nice about this is that in as much as you, yes, fritters are fried, yes, fritters, there's so much else you can, there's not so much more you can add on to the fritter itself. It's such a beautiful recipe, Azza, and so quick to make as well.
So what are the basics? Just give us this particular recipe, because it does include spinach as well. What else goes with it?
So he put potatoes in it. There's some breadcrumbs. There's garlic powder, which you can get at any convenient shop. Mm-hmm. There is a pepper. there's salt and there's eggs, and then you fry it with a bit of olive oil. So just a tablespoon of olive oil, which also tells you there's not much to it really. And then you have your washed and chopped spinach. So you don't even cook it there. You just put your nice and washed chopped spinach. Absolutely beautiful.
Right, and then that will cook with the process of frying that fritter.
Yeah, so you mix your potatoes must be boiled, and then you add all your other ingredients in. You add your chopped spinach,
so easy.
And then you obviously shape them into the shape of a fritter, so into nice balls, and then you just cut them flatly, and then you fry them with a tablespoon of olive oil.
Sounds delicious. Get the kids to help in shaping them. You know, remember when we were kids, we'd play mud cakes.
Can you imagine that?
And we'd make mud cakes playing outside. This would be fun for them too. And then the second one from the PE campus, Chef Donovan Miller.
Yeah, Chef Donovan.
Made spinach and blue cheese ravioli with roasted pepper and wilted spinach sauce. Now, this sounds delicious.
Doesn't it? It's very beautiful. And like I said to you, I mean, you can add it to the pasta and everything else as well. And Chef Donovan, what he did here is that he gave you the ingredients of the pasta, which is plain flour and egg, and 2 cups of baby spinach.
Yeah.
And then 60 ml of water, which is adjusted according to the moisture of the spinach. You must understand that spinach has so much water. It's actually 91 or 94% of water in the spinach leaf itself. And about 100 grams of spinach, you get about 91% to 94% of water. So spinach also has a lot of water, which tells you when you cook the spinach or when you add it to everything else, you shouldn't add a lot of water to it. So what Chef Donovan here did was that he then prepared his pasta, and for the filling, he used cream cheese. He used cheese, basil, parsley, oregano, and some peppers.
Mm.
And the spinach itself goes into the pasta leaf. So the pasta that he actually made.
Oh, so we're making homemade pasta. So it's going to be green with pasta, that lovely filling, the blue cheese and herbs filling. Oh, that is so
exactly
yum.
What he did.
And that is such a beautiful color. The green from the spinach is just, it's a stunning color.
And the white from the cream cheese oozing out of that green. Absolutely amazing.
This is definitely worth trying. So blue cheese, you said cream cheese, basil, parsley, oregano, and black pepper for that filling. And then, of course, your homemade pasta, your spinach pasta, so to speak.
Yeah, spinach pasta. It's absolutely beautiful. Please try it and ask your listeners to send us pictures of what they've tried of the recipe.
Yes, what I love is that it's so tasty, yet it's vegetarian. You know, sometimes you can leave the meat out, because that's what people think, that if you leave the meat out, the meal's not complete, it's not delicious. But I think this sounds like a really delicious meal worth trying. And you can skip the meal, skip the meat,
it's absolutely
rather.
Amazing. Mm. It's absolutely amazing.
And then we've got another dish from the PE campus once more, Chef Bernice Warner. And she made spinach and cheddar muffins. So a savory kind of muffin.
So with muffins, what's nice about muffins is that muffins are the most uncomplicated things you can make. And again, you don't need to pre-cook the spinach before you make these things. You just need it nice and raw, just cut nicely and washed thoroughly. That's all you need to do. And then when you make a mixture of the spinach, what's nice about it when you make muffins as well is that you can add different things like corn. You can add different kinds of cheeses. You can add the spinach itself with onions, with different kinds of herbs. It's absolutely amazing. It's the most simplest thing to make. And what's nice about making muffins is that you literally mix everything in one bowl, and then you bake it.
And that's it. I've never attempted muffins. You know, baking, I think, for a lot of people. You have to prepare.
This is why people like us to teach you these things, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You made it sound so easy. And it's nice from time to time to have just a savory baked item, a savory one. Yeah. I can imagine this with some butter warmed up, and then you just put on a good wad of butter top it off with a hot cup of tea. Sounds really delicious.
It sounds absolutely amazing.
So these are just some of the recipes, but it's beautiful that you could challenge your chefs around a specific ingredient. And so when you're teaching your students, as you say that it's not just the students, but you also share a lot of this advice with the general public. There are certain, I'm curious about also just the techniques, you know, if you're going to be making spinach on its own, for instance, yeah. and what agrees with it, certain oils, what does it love more? Is it oils and butters? Because you often see chefs preparing this glistening, beautiful looking spinach. And then when you make it at home, it's like this wilted, sorry excuse of a green.
Like I said to you, people make the excuse of adding too much water to spinach, and spinach itself contains so much water. So what I'd advise people is that when you make spinach, get your oil nice and hot in a pan. It can be sunflower, it can be canola. Obviously, you're going to want to try out the healthier oils. It can actually even be butter.
Mm-hmm.
Just get it nice and oil in a pan, but in little bits. You doesn't have to drown in the oil. You're not deep frying it. So it's a nice shallow fry of the spinach. And you can add your onion, or you can add your shallots, and you can add your spring onions. I know my mom, when I grew up, she used to cook it with a lot of spring onions. And then you just chop it nicely. The thing is to wash it nicely, make sure it's washed thoroughly and dried thoroughly. And just to remove the excess water as well, chop it if you need to, if there's really a need. Things like baby spinach, you sometimes don't even need to chop it. Chop it and then fry it, shallow fry, just a nice shallow fry. It's absolutely nice not to know that you shouldn't lose a lot of nutritional value from the spinach.
Yes, and as you said, a high percentage of it is water already. Brenda says the best way to have spinach with potatoes is cooking mash separately, steaming the vegetables for at least 5 minutes with boiling water. I hate it when the spinach turns brown because of overcooking. Really? So she steams it, which is obviously a very healthy technique.
Yes, it's a very healthy technique. Like I said, Mama used to make it with spring onion. And then after frying it like that, she would actually add little by little some maize meal to make umfino, which is one of our staples at home. Mm-hmm. It is amazing, Azza. And then she just adds salt to that, just a little bit of it, and then Bob's our uncle.
You get the fame, but the real cook is your mom.
She taught me most of what I know, hey? I mean, in as much as we can become chefs and live in this modern world, a lot of what we have learned is actually from home.
Absolutely. Lungile, it's been lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much for those lovely recipes. You've given us ideas, something to try for Saturday afternoon lunch. Lovely.
Thank you so much, Azza.
Thank you. That's Lungile Makiza, chef at Capsicum Culinary Studio.